Let's discuss some inyone yichud. So there's an issue of yichud for a man and a woman to be in an isolated mokum together. According to Rovi Shonim, it's an issa deraisa if the woman is from the Chavi Krisus, Mises Bezin, Arayas, and the Beis Shmuel adds on, although it's not Muskim, but the Beis Shmuel many achronim hold that anyone who doesn't, who the Bia is an issa deraisa, whether it's an issa lav or Minchas Chinuch adds on, even if there's also an issa rasei. But there's an issa deraisa, so the yichud with that woman is an issa deraisa, according to Rovi Shonim. So I'm not going to get into all the nunna yichud here. This is a shir on its own, which it's kedai to learn the halachas, take out a sefer, listen to some CD about the nunna yichud. It's nogia to the house, and it's certainly nogia to the workplace. There aren't that many people working there, or even if they are, and you work late at night, or if you go to people's houses, and it's nogia to both men and women. It's very nogia to nurses. That the in thing today is for a lot of times to do home care, or people that fix things, people that fix computers and things of that nature. You go to people's houses, and it's important to know the gedarim. You can't always assume that the other party, even though they're firm or not, that they're aware of the halachas. I know someone in town here who. Hitaka went to fix computers, and I gave him instructions how to be careful. You go to people's houses in the middle of the day, so the woman's home, the husband's not home, and had to make sure that the husband was Bala Be'ir. Here in Baltimore, a lot of people work out of town, in Washington, and things of that nature, and it's something to be careful about. The question is, can you assume he's in town or not, or whatever, but, so I gave him instructions, how to ask and whatever to make sure the husband was in town as a Bala Be'er before he did work in the house. And he told me that he was dealing with a firm clientele, how a lot of them weren't aware. Why is he asking that question? Why are you asking Bala Be'er? And these are regular, firm people. And he came to me, he was like shocked how it was so many people were unaware of the whole musak of you have to be careful about inyone yichud. So obviously there's nogiyah to women, there's bala be'ir, ishto be'ir, although there's a kesh mishnah that says there's a concept of ishto be'ir, but it's not muskim. And plus to exactly know how to apply it, how to define what's ear. Is Columbia called Baltimore? I mean, Towson and Glen Burnie's, and Owings Mills is, but how do you draw the line? Is Hunt Valley considered ear? And, again, it's nogea to sometimes you're working and there's another woman there and her husband, and she's married, but is that, is it Bala Be'er or nogea to her? Now, Bala Be'er only works for a yid, not a goy. So if you're working with a married goyish woman, and her husband is a Be'er, that doesn't help. Bala Be'er is only Lagavi Yidin. So, again, there's a lot of details which I'm trying not to get into now, but just giving you things what to think about. Pesach Pesuach is very noger. It's closed doors, but it's unlocked. That's my focus. Is unlocked enough? Or is it have to literally be ajar and open or inviting? And that's a whole machlokas of poskim. Also, you have to know Pesach Pesuach only works when there's people around. If it's late at night, and especially happens by accounting season when accountants are there late at night, and you have to make a cheshbon when to leave, when the amount of people in the office starts to go lower and lower, and not to be left alone. Even though there's cameras and things, it's not pashas. We can't be somach on that. We gotta be yichud. So these are styles that are extremely nogea. What's going to be madgish one prod over here? Obviously, when styles of yichud come up, and there's a lot of different cheshbonos that go into it, and the It all depends. It depends whether it's Yichud Daraisa, the Rabbanon, the Chavizyar and the Binah Sodom both hold that if it's one-on-one is Daraisa, if it's three or more, like one man and two women, then it's just Rabbanon. Once it's Rabbanon, you know, then there possibly be more room to Yimekel when you have different Shitas and Sveikas and so on and so forth. So the Shaila is, what happens if it's a man, one man, you know, and a goy? It's is that deraisa drabbanon? So it's a ferishik more in avodah zarah, the second parak, that shamai vehilo were goes in isur yuchud with a kusis with a shiksa, a goyisha woman. It's an isur drabbanon. So it sounds like, okay, you know, now it's drabbanon. So you know, when you have spekas and shitas and things, the chor, there's more room to. You know, to be meko, obviously one has to always ask a shaila. But Kandamit Chaslinuch and says, well, first of all, if the yid is a kohen, then it's a deraisa with this goyisha woman. Because it is an isser zona, deraisa, a kohen with a shiksa. So therefore, the isser yuchud would be deraisa, according to the Beis Shmuel I mentioned before, that any time the bia is deraisa, the yuchud would be deraisa. Also, said the Mint Chaslinuch, if this goyisha woman is married, she has a, you know, she's married. She has a goyisha husband. She's married, and the pashas is we see from Tosis and Kiddushin that the Torah klapi dina Yisrael. We are misyafes to ishes by goyim, and there's an Israel shem mizvei Noach for an ishes ish a goyisha ishes ish to be mezana the dovak beishto. There's an issue for them. There's one of the Shemis Meinoach, but the Torah Klapi, we also recognize it. Klapi us, that woman is an Eish Zish, and therefore it's an Isra Asay for to be Mizana with this Goyisha Eish Zish also the Dovak Beishta, Velo Beishta Aferes, Velo Meino, Vedovak Vedovelisho, that Velo Aferes. So that again would be Yichud Daraisa. So again, all this, you know, is what the Dana and everything. But we see that not just because there's a goy, can we always assume that it's only Yichud Rabbanon, and then feel that perhaps there's we could be more makel in certain cases. There's sometimes if it's a goy, it could be a chashash Yichud Daraisa, even by a goyish woman. Same thing. Say you have an unmarried girl. See, so it's a man and a non-married girl. So okay, she's not an ishish, but she's a nida. And that also a pashas is an iser deraisa. Although she's a penuya, and the iser yuchu with a penuya is only drabbanon. That's a penuya to her. Once already she's a nida, then the pashas, then you know, that goes back to being a deraisa. Same thing when it comes to a woman, a Yiddish woman with a goy. If she's married, so obviously she's an Eish Zish. So with a goy, that's Nus Deraisa with a goy. And for that, Yichud would be Drabbanon. And so you have the plumber, the electrician, whoever come to the house, I mean, that, and as a married woman, you know, that's, and even if they're goyim, certainly if they're Yidim, that's Deraisa. And you have to deal with it in a derisive fashion. And, you know, not to belittle drabbanons either, but, you know, that's a chashash derisa. So although we see when to yuchu with goyim, a lot of times it's a takana, it's drabbanon, but it's, there are many, many times that it is derisa. Now the Rambam writes, and the Mechar brings his Rambam down, la'alocha, that yuchu is the goyim hagodo, li'koshul be'erva. That the Rambam kind of said, like that's that main step that big leap that step that leads to znus, and even amongst goyim in certain professions, there's a concept of being careful about yuchud, and that's something which one has to be very careful about, and it's a nisayon. A lot of times you want to catch up on time that was lost not working on Yom Tovins. You have to go in on Sundays and stay late or whatever it is, and there's yichud issues, and you can't go in on Sunday because there's yichud, and you can't, you know, it's a nisayon. And one has to be very careful how to deal with this. But it's very, very chomer. We're talking about cheshash of ice, or even drabanan. Either way, it's as the Rambam says, agorim hagodoli kosol be'erva. Also, keep in mind that even in cases where Chazal or Mekalan, you know, whether it's Bala Be'ir or Pesach Pesuach, whatever the case might be, to do that, to be somach on that, the kvias, day in, day out, long term, is also not healthy. It's not a healthy atmosphere. You know, so even if technically speaking, is not an issue yichud, it's not one has to be careful that it's not necessarily a healthy atmosphere. Suddenly they have a chasan kala. They ask me, you know, so they want to eat breakfast together. They want to eat whatever it is, and there's no one home in the kala's house. But you know what? Someone might be in, and they get a neighbor to be nichnas v'yotze. You know, like whatever. They get all these technical ways to keep the door open, wide open, whatever it is. So technically speaking, it might not be an issue of yichud, but chasan kala, just sitting there eating breakfast together. It's not bekvius. Not just, you know, you have to go in for a second and get something or whatever. It's some tzorach gadol, whatever. You know, it's so these are shalas that one has to really ask. As I mentioned when I give my yichud share, that when I was a bacher, so I would call up Rav Yossi Rottenberg Shlita about. And discuss different shalas with him. So I had my list of shalas. So we had our Chaim shalas, our Dea shalas. So he said, okay, now let's discuss an Evan Ezra shalas. So I said, okay, you know, how about I have an interesting Yuchud shalas? And he would say, Yuchud is not Evan Ezra, Yuchud is our Chaim. You know, Yuchud, these are Yuchud of shalas that comes up day in, day out, and we have to live with them. And, you know, it's not like a Gittin shalas, a Kiddushin, a Chalitza shalas. It's part of our life. And it's a pella how many are not so zayir in it, and it's important to teach our children when they're of age. Don't wait till they're already going out. This is something you teach children when they're bar bas mitzvah, if not earlier, but certainly. But when they teach them all the pratim about yichud, I sit down, I sit down with my daughters. We go over yichud's yichud. They don't know all the nitty gritty details, and they have a very easy fashion of just teaching the basics. So they know it's a shaila, and they're sensitive to it, and something to be careful about. But certainly in the work field, these shalas come up, and it's one has to be very careful to ask it. I once got a shala from a bacher. He was like late at night, it was after 12 o'clock, and he. He said he calls me up. He was out of town. He was in New York, Muncie somewhere, and he said, "I'm in my bedroom. My parents went to Eretz Yisrael, and we have a live-in maid lives down in the basement. What do I do?" I said, "Find someplace else to sleep that night. Even if she's in the basement and whatever, but it's certainly not the right atmosphere, and plus there's a real, real serious yichud shaila. They're just all alone in a closed house. Even though telling you, we could say, she had the basement door, she could leave, she has her own little living place, he could lock the basement door. I mean, there's different ways to deal with it, but as far as ikar halacha, but it's, that's not the right place to be. So that's something to be careful about. Because I'll tell us, ein apotropos l'arayos, and it's something that we have to go and say, not me, it'll never happen to me, and too many people in history have said that. And Chazal are being made to us. Ein apotropos l'arayos. It's a fact, it's a metzius. Which brings us to the next issue about the issue of Negiah, that touching.
Question.
Is it a Pratis thing, or is it just a general.
It's just general about.
There's about the issue of Negiah with the other gender. There's a law in the Torah, Lo Sikrivu, that we're not supposed to have an interaction, a kirva to arayas. And So obviously the etzem bia is certainly yasser, and now the question is, what about just hibuk and nishuk and other types of negia? So we definitely see that that's usher. The question is, what level isser is it? And the Rambam holds that hibuk and nishuk of those that it's usher to live with is an isser. An isser deraisa. The Ramban argues and says it definitely is usher, but if it's not bia, there's only an isser derabanan. And so there's a whole machlokus, the Rambam and Ramban and others. The Shach says that we paskin like the Rambam. We hold there's a Issa deraisa of losikrevu, even if it's not mamish bia, even just a hibuk and nishuk. And in the negia would be an Issa deraisa. So the Shach comes up. So was that any negia? I mean, just touching? You go and just touch one of the nashim who are asiras to us. Is that itself an isur deraisa according to Rambam? So there's a Beis Yosef in Hilchos Nida that is mesupik by if one's wife was in Nida, so that's Arias in that tekufa. To her husband, and her husband's a doctor, and there's something fatal. It's nogeya to pikuach nefesh. Can her husband go and treat her? And I guess the truth is, we could ask any doctor. She's an HZish. And he's mesupik. Maybe is he harig vayavur? According to Rambam, we're talking about Isuri Daraisa here. It's Avizrayu, although it's not Bia Mamish. It's Avizrayu, the extensions from the Gimel Chamuros of Gil Arayas. And he's Mesupik. He says Tzarechian about it. It's the Pella. They ask on the Beis Yosef if we're being Mesupik about it. The famous Gemara in Sota that a Chassid Shota is someone who's out of frumkeit, he doesn't want it to be save Isha Ruma who's drowning. She's dying, I gotta go save her. It's not derechiva or anything. There's different tirusim for that. So the Shach in two places near Dea, two places near Dea, he argues with that Beis Yosef and says that even the Rambam holds the deraisa is only if it's derechiva. Derechiva is bia, but simply a negia shaloba derechiva, then there's no iser, there's no iser deraisa by that. The Rambam is only talking about a hibuk and nishuk, or even any type of holding hands or something which is a kirva that could lead to bia, that kind of is derechiva. But simply touching what a doctor is going to do or something, that definitely doesn't go into that. And says the Shach, Haraya, then Maisim B'chol Yom, that doctors go and even though it's not mamish pikuach nefesh or anything, there's a great necessity. They do nikiyah with the Arayas, Eish Azish, and with Goyim and so on and so forth. Maisim B'chol Yom, the doctors do what they need to do. Even though it's Bavidit Torah, I mean, that's not enough to take away Yisuri Daraisa, but we see that's not Daraisa. And there's a Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer who argues with the Shach and says, no, it is Daraisa. Even Shlomo Derechiva is Daraisa. And Ramban learned in the Rambam that it's Daraisa. And then there's a nice list on both sides. At the end of the day, the Askamas HaPoskim is Parshas like the Shach, that even according to Rambam, who we paskin like, well, the Yisrael of Sikrivu is only deraisa if it's derechiva. It's not derechiva, there is no Yisrael deraisa. Okay, so fine, no Yisrael deraisa. So what is there any Yisrael? Is it mutter? Is it shloba derechiva mutter now? It went from derechiva is deraisa and yarig vayavor and Rambam and then shloba derechiva is completely mutter. Does it go mean akotza or akotza? So there is a tshuva from the Chavos Yair. I mean, we do see that as the shach is made, that the doctors treat patients, even though it's not life threatening every time. And so that you could say that maybe there is an issur drabanan, but doctors as bavidita torid, that we can make a chazaki make a lagavi doctors being involved in something and curing someone. It's if it's not that type of bavidita torid type of svara, maybe it isn't issur drabanan. So it's a very interesting shiur of the Chavos Yair. There was a Reuven and Shimon that were traveling through Europe, and they had to go over the border. And you need a special passport to go over the border, and they had that passport. Meanwhile, there's Rachel and Leah, and Rachel with her daughter Leah, who also need to go from country A to country B, but they don't have a passport. But if you're traveling with a spouse or a parent, you don't need a passport. So Rachel goes to Reuven and Shimon and says, how about you, Reuven, say that you're my husband, and you, Shimon, say that you're the father of Leah, of my daughter. You know, and that way we'll be able to go over the border and, without any problems. I say, it sounds like a good idea. They come to the border, and they ask them, who's this woman? Says, that's my wife. Who's this girl? And Shimon said, that's my daughter. I said, kiss her. So then, Chavos Yair is writing this in the 1600s. And then the goy says, and if you're going to tell me I can't because she's Anita, Make a shua to me that she's Anita. Evidently, hope that Anita would is an excuse not to kiss a daughter either. I don't know. I guess a goyish a cup. But and the question is what to do in that case. If they're caught, or it'll cost them the penalty will be great. It won't be sakaras nefesha, supposedly, but it'll be a great penalty. Plus, this mother and daughter need to get over the border, and be very expensive to get him over some other way. So there are basically what's on the table is a great loss of money, nothing life threatening. So this is the Chavos Yair, that if this type of nishuk, or I don't know if they needed mamash nishuk, but a certain negia. Obviously, they would have no intention for chiba at all, and they're just doing it just for the sake of the border officers. And when we could tina, it's not b'derech chiba. And according to the shach in the Rambam, it only be nisur drabanan. And there he says black and white, it will be drabanan. So he says, well, what do we have in matir drabanan? Great loss of money. That's not great loss of money. Isn't necessarily matir drabanan. You know, there are certain extreme cases that perhaps. Depending on the case of Pashas, is that even Issur Rabbanan, one has to give all the money not to be over in Issur Rabbanan. The Vaz writes of the Ferish and the Tshuva that Wachui give all the. But he said, but so the other Chavos Yair writes black and white that is an Issur Rabbanan. And the whole, and he's dealing with, is there any heter to waive that Rabbanan over here? And Bemis at the end of the day, he said, I don't have any heter. Especially, he says, you're doing something illegal. You would find a terem. For something illegal, the whole thing is illegal. They don't have a passport, they can't go over. So, you got yourself into trouble because of your own illegal things. Definitely I'm not going to be much of this wave of drop buttons because of that, even a great loss of money. But there we see the Chavos Yair writes, befavors, that there's still an issue of drop button. What? I don't know. Yeah, I guess I call it for your Indian. Okay. Again, if you get yourself into trouble and you cause yourself, but he didn't seem to be that was the room to, So there he says it's a drop on him. We see other poskim also write this on the Ezer Makudish, the Buchacher on Ebenezer. There in Simen Chav, he writes that even according to Shach, to the Pashas, there still be an issur drabanan. Even it's not you know, it's not b'derech iba. Still be in Isser Drabanan. Then you start to see poskim deal with shaking hands. This term Svarasha poskim, the Rav Chaim Falaji deals with it, and he says that, again, you'll still be in Isser Drabanan. You see the Prideya, already in Ashkenazi poskim in the 1800s. He writes and he discusses about there are these women, girls that do business, they sell things, I guess in the house or whatever it is. Those they didn't go out to work in those days, but they're involved in schara, and some of them got to shake hands, and the goyim and whatever. And he says, and you know, it says this is a drabbana. Even not derech iba, still this is a drabbana. B'yemis says there's a rishon that speaks about it, the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim writes that one should not shake hands with with anyone, including a goy, a goyisha woman. And he says it's a siyag l'arayas. You know, does he exactly mean it's drabana or not? It's not. Now, you know, you see that seems to be holding not daraisa, but he just says it's. But he spoke about it already. You have an arishon that discusses it. Let's just go back a little bit. Again, if there's a very special tzarech, like bavidita tarid, like for doctors, then we see it's all right, even though it's not life-threatening. That women use men doctors, and men use women doctors. We have women oral hygienists, and so on and so forth. Should one take into cheshbon, what is it like, completely hutra, or you know, do you go for the best doctor? Do you try to choose someone in the same gender or not? You know, we assume, certainly when it comes to, you know, an OBGYN or something of that nature, we tell women, go to the one you're most comfortable with, who you trust, and so on and so forth. And when it comes to oral hygienists, should we really be asking for male oral hygienists, which there are communities here in America that the B'nai Torah and certainly Hasidim are makbid on? We don't tend to be so medactic about that. It's bavidita tarid klapi them, klapi us. Unless one really sees that it's an issue, it's leading to her and things of that nature, you know, so that we tend to say, really is all right. And it's up to each person, you know, whether they want to be more machmir about it or not. But at least Medina, it's all right. When we go to a store and they give us the change, and, you know, they put the change and there's a little touch of the hands, that already is done shalom b'kavana. Even if it is an issur drabanan, but that's when you do it b'kavana, you know, a full-fledged negia. I mean, it's just a little accidental touching, you know, even though you know it's going to happen, whatever. It's, that the mice is mutter. You still see in areas where there is a lot of refrum yidin, that even the goyisha cashier, they put the money down. I remember I was in Boer Park, and I went into a drugstore there. It was like the only place open up on Shabbos in Boer Park. It was a real, all the cashiers were goyim, a real goyish place. And so I thought, I didn't want to offend her, so I put my hand out. I'm from the Midwest, you know. But I put my hand out to get the change, and she put it down on the table. You know. I was impressed. You know, she already knew that's the clientele she deals with. And she put it down on the table. And you see, like, Shirley and Eretz Yisrael, that's always how it's done. They always put it down on the table. Yeah, but Medina, it's mutter. Medina, you know, it's not, you're not doing a b'kavana, that'd be mutter. What happens if you're getting on a bus, a subway, Eretz Yisrael, New York, wherever it is, because Baltimore subways tend to fill up too a little bit sometimes, depending on the time. But, you know, and you're accidentally bumping into the other gender. Again, Ramosha discusses that and says that, you know, it's not done b'kavana. And, unless it really affects the person, he sees it's not healthy for them and is being here. But otherwise, it's negia shelo b'derech iba shelo b'kavana, and that'll be mutter. That's why ikar din, even to sit on the same, sit next to a woman, whether it's on a plane, a bus, a subway, whatever. You know, be careful not to touch and everything. And sometimes the plane moves, and you know, there's bus, you know, accidental touching. But as long as you're careful, it's all right. Again, in firm circles, they try to be careful that you only have men sit next to men. You know, that these are all hidurim and kolakavod. You know, the more rezari we are in these inyanim, with improper balance, you know, the better. You know, one should not be mazazel in chumas and these inyanim. As long as it's done properly, you know, and it's done, and you have to, you know, be careful not to embarrass anyone and so on and so forth. But at least Medina, all this is mutter. So far it sounds like, you know, the regular simple shaking the hand, it's not Yehorek Vayavor, it's not the Raisa, Vidra Banon, according to the Shach, at least, you know, maybe not according to the Shmuel, but according to the Shach, you know, was saying, L'chor, it's still in the Nisadra Banon. So now there are those who want to tie them, that we never see Beferish that this is an Nisadra Banon. You know, where does it say Beferish is an Nisadra Banon? In the earlier post, I mean, you do see Chavazir is pretty early, but you know, when the Shach discusses it, it doesn't seem to say Beferish. He does say Ma'itz B'chol Yom, doctors do it, and not every doctor's appointment is Bikuach Nefesh and everything. Is it because only Mivavid the Tarid, or maybe? But you know, as long as there's some real Tzarech, it's Mutter. You know, it's not. You can't abuse it. It's not always Mutter, but you know, when there's a Tzarech, it's Mutter. It's not like it's a, not like he Mamish and Nisra Drabanan. The Sefer Chassidim also, he said, it's a Siyog L'Arayus. Okay, you know, it's a Siyog. It's a proper and Haga. You know, weird, but do we see that it's Mamish Aser or not? Is it a full fledged Drabanan? And that's where the Pesach comes, that perhaps there is room to shake hands if one sees that there's a tzarech, if it will embarrass the other party or whatever it might be, or it affect a person's parnasa. But it ends up at the end of the day, it's a machlokas aposkim. It's a machlokas aposkim, and one really has to ask a shaila. It's a case by case thing. I'm not going to say any hachra here. It's really a case by case thing. A kolafinian, where there is a room to be makel, or should one really be machmir? It's a nisayon, and we've all, many of us have been in that nisayon, and it takes a certain azu to gedusha to go and say that I'm sorry, whatever his natsus, whatever excuse you give, it's not easy. But if that's the psak one receives, then that's what you do. And one should not be more heter on their own and say, well, you know, I see that person does and that person does. Everyone has to really know this scenario, because it is a machlokes aposkim, and we're dealing with a chomer sugya. It's a sugya like any other sugya. I'm just one second. I'm sorry. There is a I was told recently that. Someone was in a bank, and one of the cashiers was a Muslim woman with all her begotten and everything. And he asked her, he said, do you shake hands with men? And she said, no. He said, what do you tell them? He said, I just tell them that's my religious belief. And he asked her, this is a bank here in Baltimore. He says, have you ever had any problems? She said, no. And I know someone told me, he was there. There is a group of a member of each religion, of the three main religions, was meeting with the mayor. I'm not sure this mayor or the mayor before, but the woman mayor of Baltimore. And there is a Yid, a Christian, and a Muslim. And the question was, and she went, she came in, you know, she shook hands with them, and the Muslim didn't shake hands. You know, he didn't. So the Yid himself told me that, you know, how could he, he has all these different cheshbonos and this and that, and, you know, and the Muslim just, But again, he was wearing all his begonim and everything, so I mean, maybe it makes it easier when you stand out more and you already look different and you already look very religious. Maybe the beard and the tzitzis and the maybe it's not enough. You know, so that's why one really has to ask a shaila and to know how to deal with it and deal with it in a proper way. But it's just something you know, something that's a very chomer inyan. I just want to add a certain thing here, and that is sometimes a person will get a psak. He'll be told that in this ever scenario, it's mutter for him to do it under whatever conditions. You got a psak, and you know, he has to be liable rav and fine. But it is a new exposure. And even eventually, sometimes a person might get used to it and he not realize it's an exposure. You know, he's touching, he's touching, whether it's an Eishes Ish, whatever she is, and Goy, Yid, whatever, and Anida, whatever it is. I mean, it's we don't realize it. And same thing with in different professions, and doctors and all hygienists who are touching the other gender. And it's Bavidita Tarit, and it's Mutter, and maybe it's a Mitzvah, whatever, and Hatzalah, EMTs, and whatever it might be, and they're involved in Hatzalah, Hatzalah's Nefashos. But anytime one has to be Mekel in these Inyonim, Hutra, Jechuya, whatever the Lumdus is, I'm not, you know, it's not really Nogeya, but it is an exposure. When it's always very important to weigh it out on the other side. Be extra careful in that particular inyan. You have to be makel in to be more careful in it. Myself, for example, whether it's doctors or EMTs that have to do work on Shabbos, be extra careful in Borer. You know, pick something. You don't have to be machir and everything in Shabbos, but be extra careful in not reading Stari Hedio on Shabbos. You know, be more careful, but pick certain chumras. You got to even out. Even it out. You're driving cars in Shabbos, and you're driving ambulances, and you're delivering babies in Shabbos, and everything. Kol kavod, mitzvah, beautiful. But it does wear away at your Kiddushah Shabbos, and your Zahiris in Shabbos. I mean, it can't, it really should, but in our Madrega, it does wear away. And after one has to be extra careful and to weigh it and be extra careful in Shabbos. So here also, a person sees that that they got a heter, a reliable heter to make in certain cases in these inyanim. Be extra careful in Shmir Sinai. Be extra careful in Sicha Imaisha. I mean, something sensible, balanced that's what I'm careful about. You know, I'm extra careful about it. I know a therapist who he has his own zahiris in certain things. You know, he's a therapist for women and things like that, but he has his own special zahiris that he's very careful about, his own chumrah that he has. So that's something to be very careful, because otherwise it really does, you can lose your sensitivity, and rachman atzlar, and once you get that heter, and then it's a sliding slope. And one has to be very, and one has to sometimes revisit that heter and say, now I'm older, now I'm in a different scenario, now I'm a different boss, a different letter. I have more authority. I'm not just, my first job. Maybe it should be looked on differently. So one has to be treated in a very, very chomer fashion. And these aren't things that you can look up in Svarim and Paskin through Svarim or what other friends, Psakim, were. It's another samaze and interaction in the work field with women, especially the way women are dressed today. First of all, if it's your own employees, you have all the right, and it's even considered professional to ask them to dress in a formal fashion. What we consider a tzniyistic fashion, at least mikra din, and one should really exercise that authority. We're always afraid to step on toes, or everything. I'm sure the Muslims are not worried about it. Sometimes we tend to be too concerned about other people's feelings. I don't mean to chas v'shalom ignore that. But, in a nice way, in a proper way, have to ask your secretaries and workers to dress them in a proper fashion and keep the buttons buttoned and the sleeves down and so on and so forth. There's a story I told over, this could I repeat. That I heard this from a a woman who, before she got married, so she worked in an office. This is a woman who, a very Hamish upbringing, very, very good home and so on and so forth. And she worked in an office. She was a secretary for a man who also had a Hamish upbringing. And she told me that he was very careful. He only said what he had to say, enough to be polite, but not more. And he was extremely sensitive. In the year and a half, 2 years there that she worked for him, he was, everything was done right. She never felt that there is a lack of balance and stepping over the line. He was extremely very careful. So then, at her chasana, he came to the chasana, and he wanted to wish her mazel tov. So he just came over just a little over the mechitza, just to he wouldn't see her the whole chasana. So he came over just to wave to her, I'm here, So she said, she told this to me. She said, Rabbi Berger, when I saw him, I had a certain kirva, a feeling of kirva to him, like a karsatov, and I wanted to bring him in to go and dance with him. Obviously, she said, I didn't, but I had that feeling, even though it was mama's, every single word that came out of our mouths was the right way. We did everything, not everything was perfect. Everything, mama's the perfect scenario. But Alma Pekin, working with this secretary day in, day out, having a Karzat Tov to her, she having a Karzat Tov to him, hiring her out of seminary and whatever it was, that brought a certain kirva. Just a natural day-to-day interaction, as kosher and as yosher and as kodesh as it was, whatever it was, in the right way and everything. But Alma Pekin, just the normal, tardika interaction between them, brought a certain cure of hadas. And she said how dangerous that is. Like, you don't realize it. And I know I'm not speaking to women here, but I guess the word would get out. But it's certainly women. Chazal tell us that they're tali hadas, and women are not made to work in the work field. Men have taivas, we have the Yetzirah, but we have chizuk, we have Torah, we have a chavrushaf to the mechazikas, all the cells, so there's a certain ability for shmira. Women don't, they're kali adas. And Nebuch, we see what happened to Bruria. And Bruria was more tsnur than any woman who exists today. No woman would come to her heels of being snuertic. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef Guli went and asked Bruria for instructions, for how to get to Lud, and she tied on him that he spoke these marbasif meisha. He should have just said Eiz the Lud. He shouldn't have said Beiz the Derech Neilech Lud. You see how zayir she was. In the Sikha with the mother man, we read the Madrega of Bruria, we have no musik, of what she is. And Alpha Pekin, Noshim Daitam Talos, Nebuch, it was a tragic ending to her life. It's something that we have to be careful about our daughters, about our wives, about the klal. Is this the right thing? Women working in the work field, and bikvias and everything. It's Bosi Rak Lahayr. And someone has to be mayor of this, but back to men, we ourselves have to be careful about this. Ein apotofos l'arayos. There's a Gemara in the end of the first parak of Yuma that when the different gedolim would come to a city. They would ask if anyone marry them for the day. They were visiting a certain city for a day, and they wanted to have their away from their wives on a business trip, and they wanted to have make sure they were at least married to someone that day. That it'd be pas pasala. So David Kronglas at Zal, I heard this from someone who heard it from him. It was in the shir when he spoke about this. He said, you read that Gemara, and sometimes a bacher really read the Gemara, you know, give me a break. You know, I wouldn't be married for a day. Just, but he said they were on such a madrega that they wanted to have pas b'sol, not to even go one day, that make sure they have a pas b'sol, a shmir, their wife, to save them from her hurim. I mean, these are mamish levels of kedusha that we have no musig of, you know, that how careful they were. And the Gemara in Yevamos in the sixth parak says that, you know, when the purpose, one of the purposes of Zanisha is the Matzila Min HaChet. You know, we have a Yetzirah. The Zohar says it's for one's wife. And as far as all other women, the purpose of a wife is Matzila Min HaChet. I'm not going to discuss this so much in public, obviously. But, and the Gemara, the same Gemara earlier says there in Yevamos, according to the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that an isha is a choma. Isha is like a wall around her husband, and to guard him from, you know. And that's why it's important if a man's working out with women, and there's just a natural exposure, whether it's in the office or on the street, summer or winter, whatever it might be. It's important that a person has a healthy relationship with their wife, that it's a healthy pas pasalo of amiv and yovin. And it's important that Hilchos Nidah and Taz Rishbach is kept properly. One thing is that maybe being a little more makel in the Hilchos Narchakas might make it easier for them. It has is proven to backfire. And a person has to be very, very careful, especially in times where if his wife is ushered to him for lengthy amounts of times. Those are very difficult times when the men have fallen in. You know, and in the trap, and I'm, you know, obviously internet and everything is an issue, and you know, that's ain't kan mokum laharith about that. I mean, it should be marith, and the person should be careful to have a filter at business if he can. But the stories, there's so many stories of both sides. I just recently heard another one. I mean, I hear so many different stories and about. From men, you know, falling into the trap with going in with Yidden. I once had a man, a friend of mine, come to me. He was working in a very professional office, and he came to me shaking. He said, "Rabbi Berger, I actually opened the wrong door. It was one of the conference rooms. I guess I shouldn't have opened it without knocking. I opened it without knocking, and I see him from an employer or boss, and it wasn't the happiest sight." To say the least, I said, you know, he was shaking, imamish, you know, nagia, whatever. I mean, it's you know, and these and it's particularly in our era, the tumas in the air, the taiva has been nistaber in our time. And the person really has to be careful about these and yonim. And the person has to learn. The Oros Rabbi Nosson says that learning Torah helps. Be miskaber in the Yetzirah, and to learn with Hasmada, with Islavis, and keep your cell phone off when you're learning, and make the most out of your learning. Say to Hill and learn a little bit at work, and daven. You have to daven with Mispalo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu to save us from these yanos. You know, we're trying to, you know, pay the bills and support the family and do our chiyuvim. You know, but we have to really be very careful about that. Just two more short inyanim. One is about shaving during the 3 weeks or during Sfira. So there's a minhag in Klai Yisrael, accept a minhag in Klai Yisrael, not to shave during the Sfira, and amongst Ashkenazim, not to shave the whole 3 weeks, shaving, haircuts, so on and so forth. A minhag that's been accepted by Gans Klai Yisrael is more chomer than just stam a minig, you know, as far as, you know, you can't be matir. It's not like a minig or nagatobi, you can be matir. It's accepted by Gans Klai Yisrael. And so the shala comes up, if it's necessary for a person off to work, you know, is there a heter? Basically, can we waive this minig for the purpose of work? So pashas, you know, what's the heter? It's a minig, you got to keep it. And there are those that say there's no heter, finished, nothing to discuss. We do see by an Ovo Bar Minan, who is during Shloshim, when he's not allowed to shave. There are heterim when he's visiting a tsar, he has to, you know, a president, a minister, or whatever, that perhaps to shave there are heterim, maybe Kerrigan and others discussed that during Shloshim. Even though someone told me that there is a official in Israeli government, a firm official, who was in Shloshim, and he came to visit the president here in America, and he was not shaven. And I think in the newspaper, in the New York Times, whatever it was, had a picture of him with the president or secretary of state, whatever it was, and it said in it, and he is not shaven due to the fact that he's in mourning. Did he ask a shayla or not? Maybe he didn't, you know, he felt that, you know, was there a heterim or not, you know, whatever, you know, but there are certain heterim, you know, for an oval, that's a full-fledged issur d'rabbanan. So again, those heterim would obviously apply. It's, you know, it's not more chomer than real avelis. We're in a real issur d'rabbanan avelis. The shayla is that, you know, for a person to, you know, it affects his parnasa. He's meeting with clients, whatever. For a hefset of parnas is in mutter. So that's where there's a machlokas at poskin. And Rav Moshe is makel that if it affects one's parnasa, we were never makabel mitzchila this minig when it's going to be a hefset in parnasa. Now, from Rav Moshe, it sounds like there's a real tangible hefset. A person could lose their job. The question is how to apply that to losing clients. Or just losing your status, your relationship with your boss, that's already stretching a little bit more. You know, but simply feeling uncomfortable and having to answer questions and jokes of why you, the way you look, you know, that's not a hefset. It has to be some type of hefset, and one has to ask a shayla of how to apply what's called a hefset or not. How tangible does it have to be? What are the chances of a hefset, and so on and so forth. But it's not this blanket thing which never today became accepted that you go to work, you're allowed to shave. You know? And one should also keep in mind that doing Shvur Shechavot in the 9 days, that's Asher Medina. That's not a minig. That's Asher Medina. That's the mission. That's Chazal Maseches Tanis. And that'll be the same as real Avelis. And we never see, everyone manages, bar me none, Avelim. You know, with their clients and with everything, you know, no one seems to even have a havmin of shaving, you know, when they're not avelis. I think you say that's only Baruch Hashem, it's not shchiach. It doesn't happen twice a year for a substantial man, you know. So it's but it's something to be careful about. And you know, we need to misabel on the korban. It's avelis yeshana, as Chazal tell us, you know, but we need to be in the misabel, which you can't take it lightly. The story that I say that. One of our mistalim, in his firm, so he decided there's no hefsid, and therefore he's not going to shave. It's 3 weeks, I'm not sure what it was, and I get a call from his firm boss that this is not right, you know, because there's other firm people working there, and we do shave, and it doesn't look good. Someone shaving was not shaving. And by the way, this is one of the biggest nisyonas when it comes to the shaking hand thing too. Some firm people do, some don't. You know, if a person worked isolated by himself, he's only yid in the firm, it's much easier. And though that makes it always worse when it's other firm people, who are not as stark or whatever it is, as you see from the end of the story. And so I said, did you ask a shayla? Meaning you and everyone else in the firm is shaving. Did you ask a shayla? And it's quiet for like 5-10 seconds. And this is a solid balabas, someone whom I respect, you know, grew up in a yeshivish home and, you know, something. So I said, you know, if you were to ask a shayla, you as the senior firm person there, and that would, you would set, you know, you got a psak to be makel, and then someone's coming with a different psak. I understand already that. Then what to talk about. Shouldn't have 2 different psakim in one firm. Okay, then. But you and everyone else never asked a shayla. You just assume it's all right. And there's one person that asked a shayla who's told no. So what do you have time in him? What do you have? What's it? You know, what's it? Forget it. And that was it. That was the end of I'm not sure if what the other people are shaving or not. I don't know. But So like, but it is. It is even more difficult in Nisayon when there's other from people who are doing something different, and it makes it difficult. One last topic about giving blood. It was brought up last time. It's considered a workplace topic, I guess. So we'll just talk about it, Bikitzer. It's also to be chovel another person, Isser of Lelo Yosef, and it's also Isser to be chovel as Atzmo. In the corner of the Rovi Shonim, and with most person Paskin, there's an Isser Daraisa to be chovel as Atzmo. In Sugi in the eighth paragraph of Bava Kama. And so we went out on it, and so a person can be mochel on their own goof, and then just start being chovel as atzmo. And chovel is lav dafka, it's a real hezek, but even making oneself believe, you see, in Chazal, and that's called considered a chavala. There's a panim yofas, the hafla, on Chumash, when he dons in the shilat, how come Avraham Avinu never had he was a medaktik in all the mitzvahs, how come he never did bris milah? How come he waited till he was older till he was mitzvah? And all the many tayutsim and all the rei that goes into that. He kind of, because it was usher for him. He had a din of Ben Noach. Ben Noach is not allowed to, is mitzvah in ritzicha. Ritzicha is also chavala, and making himself bleed would have been being over in the Shem Mitzvah Noach, and he had no right to do that unless he was mitzvah. So he had to wait till he was mitzvah in order to go and be able to do it, to do the bris milah. So he had no right to, you know, just like, oh, you know, we can't, not so partial, he could keep Shabbos because he's still a Ben Noach. So same thing over here, you know, he can't be chovel himself. If it's not just because he wants to be frum and do all the mitzvahs that Yidden are mechuyevin, but he's not mechuyev lemaisa, and he had no right to be chovel himself. He's, you know, that's what he tied him. We see from here that he's mechayish that the Isser of Shem Yimei Noach includes even just the chavala, not just mamash ritzicha. So the question we see from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that chavala is only yosir when it's done in a way of hezek, in a way of kaas and reev, and, you know, trying to injure the person. But when it's done for a positive purpose, then it seems to be, it might be mutter. The question is, how positive purposes have to be? How big of a toelis? And there are many tshuvas that discuss this when about the plastic surgery shaila. When something is just to, as a plastic surgery that a woman needs, a girl needs, a man needs, just to remove things to make themselves more presentable, is that enough reason to cause a chavala to the goof? Maybe a woman is more reason than a man. Maybe depending on a younger woman, more reason. You know, they're all depending on what's happening and hakolafinian. These are serious shot before anyone gets the type of surgeries, as light as they might be. But if there's a chavala, one has to ask a shayla that is this type of elective surgery, you know, is it mutter or not? And there are many chuvas that discuss it, and you have to know the exact getter. So back to giving blood, when there isn't a cholel ifaneinu or a direct person who you're trying to be matzel or whatever it might be, just that there should be more blood in the bank, is that enough of a toelas for us to be chovel us? I mean, really, we're not doing it. Another person is being chovel us, and or a goy is being chovel us. Of course, I'll be machshel them and chovel it too. You know, so is there a heter? So that's why there are those that are a little hesitant about it, that it's, the Torelis isn't tangible enough in front of us. Depending on the person has a rare blood or not, and is this going to be helping Yid and only Goyim? You can start dining on all these different patim. Or you could tina that lemaisa. You know, we benefit from it. That Rechman al-Islam, you know, when a Yid needs blood, and there's blood in the bank, we benefit from it, and we live in Malchus Shel Chesed, assuming here in America, and it's important for us to be mishtatef in it. You know, even though it might not be directly helping out a Yid, and you know, but Lamaisa, you know, it's a program that's helping us out. That if we behead Yid have nothing to do with it, certainly doesn't look good, and it could Rechman al-Islam backfire and cause a tremendous chil Hashem and whatever. So the Rashid of Tzav Rudman held that it was mutter. He held that it was enough to Ellis that it's mutter to give blood. You know, is one mechuyev to? I'm not saying one's mechuyev to. You know, but if one feels that, you know, they want to do it, and then the maisa, it's mutter. So, okay, so I think we covered some last three shurim, you know, basic inyanim in the workplace. I'm sure there's more. I'm not sure if the next year is going to be about more inyanim or not. I have to see, whatever. But the purpose of the shir is just to be ma'arur us of inyanim and to machazik ourselves and to make a kiddush Hashem in the eyes of the goyim, in the eyes of other yidim, and that we should in the chas v'shalom not to make a chilul Hashem. But we have to follow the halachas. There's no very greater kiddush Hashem than doing what Ritzon HaBorei is. And we should all talk to Bizoka that by the shmir of these inyanim, they have tremendous satya deshmaya in yoni parnasa and in yoni mishpacha and in yoni Torah, and we should all have nachas and see Bizoka is the gula meher v'yaminu.